We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. 7:30 here on KNSS on this Monday morning. 73 degrees. A top Senate Democrat says today could be the day that an infrastructure bill takes shape for senators to read and consider.
Virginia Democrat Mark Warner on Fox News Sunday said the bill could be ready by this afternoon. He says a bipartisan group of 10 senators he's a part of has been crafting many of the elements likely to be in the bill.
Whether it's $100 billion plus for roads and bridges, whether it's close to $50 billion for resiliency for those coasts who are having sea level rise, whether it's making the kind of investments in cleaner buses.
Broadband and a stronger power grid are also part of the plan. Republicans balked at Democrats' efforts recently to get them to agree to a bill that was not finished. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
In Utah, the Highway Patrol says 20 vehicles were involved in a pileup crash during a sandstorm that killed at least seven people. The agency says the crashes happened Sunday afternoon on Interstate 15 near the town of Kanosh. Several other people were reportedly taken to hospitals in critical condition. Ground and air ambulances were used to transport crash victims. Highway Patrol says the crashes happened during a period of high winds that caused a dust or sandstorm, which reduced visibility. The interstate remained partially shut down late Sunday. Traffic was redirected around the crash site. A nearly three-week strike at the Frito-Lay plant in Topeka is over.
Union members on Friday ratified a new two-year contract. The contract gives union workers at the plant a 4% pay raise over 2 years and guarantees employees at least one day off a week. Union workers went on strike on July 5th, complaining of forced overtime and a lack of pay raises in recent years. Workers said they were often required to work back-to-back days of 12-hour shifts with only 8 hours between. Employees are expected to return to work Monday. They said the shifts were caused by a severe shortage of workers at the plant. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A major Kansas health system is declining to admit patients from other hospitals because it has too few open beds, with a faster-spreading Delta variant wiping out recent months of progress for the state in containing COVID-19.
Dr. Steve Stites, the chief medical officer for the University of Kansas Health System, said that the bed space problem at its main hospital in Kansas City, Kansas, is now worse than it was last fall when the average number of new cases per day was climbing toward pandemic highs. He said the hospital had open beds back then because people were wearing masks and social distancing and doctors weren't seeing other infections. Stites said the University of Kansas Health System is turning down between 1 and 6 patient transfers per day. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that about 43% of the state's residents have been fully vaccinated. That lagged behind the national rate of 48.8%.
Kansas Information Network's Steve Olinghouse reporting. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg shares her predictions on what gasoline prices will do as the summer winds down.
Seasonally, our demand comes down, especially after August, but the supply imbalance includes very high stocks for gasoline vis-a-vis demand. Demand has been weak all year, actually, versus a normal year of 2019.
Lundberg says gasoline prices rose 2 cents a gallon the last 2 weeks across America to a national average of $3.22 a gallon. KNSS News time now, 7:34. Let's take a look at the forecast with Kansas staff meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Good morning. A few clouds will increase here in Wichita and south central Kansas, and there is that chance of a shower or thunderstorm through mid-afternoon, then partly sunny with a high 91. Tonight, some clouds from time to time, our low 73. Sunny and hot on Tuesday, our high 95. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 73 degrees and calm. 7:34, Steve at 10 of the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Monday morning, July 26th. Time for Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
We're doing well. Kind of hot out there, but, you know, it's summertime in Kansas.
That's right.
Get used to it. We want to talk about the budget this morning a little bit, if we may. But before that, what is the status right now on the non-discrimination ordinance? Is that kind of on the back burner someplace? Or how's that going?
Yeah, it's a good way to describe it. It's on the back burner right now. We are set a somewhat of a additional process by having to go through the Diversity, Inclusion, and Civil Rights Board just to, I think, get another group's eyes on it to make sure that it doesn't have any unintended consequences, really. Overall, though, this language that we have is pretty standard. It's been around since 2014 at the cities in the Johnson County area. So it's pretty basic. We expect that, you know, there wouldn't be any radical changes by implementing it. It's just taking a way to enforce state law at the local level so folks can find resolution cheaper and quicker. So having to go through this board, I think, is a good idea. At this point, we'll just see what they come up with.
So as the budget takes shape, I understand that you will not be asking for an increase in the bond levy or the property tax levy.
Oh, no. We're not. I don't think we're touching taxes. No one wants to do that. I will tell you, though, that in my nearly a decade of governing on some level, this is the first time I've been in a situation where we're not in a budget crisis. At the state level, we're always slashing the budget, and last year we had to cut millions from the budget with the anticipation that the federal government wouldn't come in and help us through the pandemic economic crisis that it created. So this budget, we got some really interesting stuff in it, some stuff I'm really proud of. First thing we're doing is increasing the base pay for everyone who works for the city to at least $15 an hour. That's going to be pretty huge. I mean, that's for folks who might be making under that now. That will be the base pay for folks when they are hired back and people who are currently working here. Also, we're going to fund our police up to the phase fully, fulfill the phase two part of the staffing study with our police department. So they'll be getting a bump as well. And we're adding to our firefighters, too. We have a active staff study that will be it's done in-house with some real fancy software we have. But we're putting $1 million aside each year to fulfill the staffing the staffing requirements that software, that study should be telling us about. We also bought, I think, about 14 new trucks, and we turned 12 temporary or grant-funded positions with the fire department to permanent positions. And thanks to the ARPA funds, or the American Rescue Plan, we have it might be a little more than this, but we have at least $5 million that we could put aside for helping in affordable housing and job training and in small business investments as well.
How about capital improvements? What are we looking at there?
So our capital improvements, that's like an entire – it almost looks like a side budget.
Different
it's like
deal.
An entire,
yeah.
Yeah, it's, it's its own like 3-inch binder. We're looking good with capital improvements. The sales taxes actually come in above estimation. And in addition to that, they made some changes at the state level when it comes to collecting taxes for online purchases. Before, online purchases, if you bought something out of state, it was pretty much tax-free. It put our local in-state businesses at a disadvantage. So that is projected to give the city a windfall of about $250,000 that we did not budget for or expect. And so some of that sales tax goes into our capital improvement. plans, and you know, it allows us to you know, reinvest in street repairs, buy the walkie-talkies for the they're not walkie-talkies, they're better than that, but for the fire department, those are about $1,500 each. You know, it's going into, and then of course we did sell that piece of land up out east to Phil Ruffin for $8 million. That's also going to go into the CIP.
All right. So when it comes to balancing the budget or keeping it balanced, how much federal money are you looking at right now? Do we still have some of that?
So, like, I'll tell you, I'll answer the question, but I'll also tell you, you know, take it with a grain of salt, because I've heard 68 million up to 72 million, but also the way our staff works here is they'll tell us 72 million, and the next year we'll find out, you know, they actually got 80 million. So we're very conservative when we do our estimates, but it's going to be sufficient to, you know, get us back to where we need to be, which is a good thing. I'm starting to get tagged online now for, you know, stuff like, Mary, you didn't mow the lawn over here, or, you know, Mary, you didn't trim this tree. And the reality is, when we cut, you know, millions of dollars out of last year's budget, we had to cut somewhere. And I think that folks are starting to notice those cuts. So we're going to be able to get up to back to normal, I guess, with the services that people expect out of us. But it's not just a blank check being sent to the city. There are strings attached, particularly with our reinvestment money when it comes to housing, job training, small businesses. That's federal money to really try to stimulate and grow our local economy.
Dr. Fauci says we're going in the wrong direction. People are not getting the shots, and then we're starting to see some more COVID-19 going around. What do you think? Yeah. Are you going to go back to square one? Say, all right, we're going to start masking up at City Hall and doing that?
Yeah, some people are. And I think that one of the things with the vaccines is it really puts that control in the individual's hand when it comes to protecting yourself from the virus. I'm more worried about kids at this point because kids don't have access to a vaccine. So I think that, you know, once we're going to see masking probably a little more around kids if we keep seeing these numbers going up, just to, you know, as a dad, I know I want to protect my kids and other kids as well. But we're kind of in this dual America right now where the folks who have been vaccinated and, you know, once you're exposed to this new Delta variant, you have protection from it. And then there's folks who haven't been vaccinated, but, you know, it's more than likely they will be exposed at one point or another to COVID, and it's just as deadly as it's ever been. So I think that we got to just talk about the availability and safety of the vaccine so that folks can have that information so that they can make the decision for themselves. In the end, though, I'm vaccinated. I think we all know someone who's vaccinated. I think that folks who might have been hesitant might you know, want to rethink that because, yeah, again, I didn't grow a third arm out of my back, or I don't get radio signals now to my brain or anything along those lines. So I think that some of the fears about the vaccines might be fading a little bit.
All right. Well, again, thanks for being with us here on a Monday morning, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thank you. 7:42 now. That's Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, of course. Mondays with the mayor every Monday at 7:35 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got some business news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. New development plan for West Wichita. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.